Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about midterm mayhem. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Okay, here you are at the middle of the semester. Many of you are already on spring break, and the rest of you are probably going on break at the end of this week. Either way, you may not really be thinking about academic excellence unless you have midterm exams to take or papers to submit. So I'm not going to take up a lot of your time this week. I just want to cover a couple of things as they pertain to midterms. But what's so special about midterms, especially if you're already on break, you're probably wondering. Well, most institutions submit midterm grades so you know where you stand in each of your courses. This can be helpful as you use the next 8 weeks to work toward your semester goal. The beginning of the semester and midterms are two very significant times in the semester. However, midterms are special in the sense that you have the opportunity to adjust and do what's necessary to make it work. So you have the opportunity to make changes if you have to. Depending on where your grade stands, how much work is left, and how strong you are, making it work may look different in different courses. Now, not very often does a student have a chance to bring up a failing grade. I'm talking flat out failing 0.0. Let's be honest. But you can do better. You may not four points a course, but you can do better. You may also be on track in your courses, and your midterms give you an opportunity to know where you stand so that you know you have to maintain in order to make it work. Making it work looks different for every student. And comparing yourself to someone else is not what this is about. This is about figuring out what works for you. So college is hard, and no one gives you all the answers, mainly because every student's path is different. That's one thing that I keep trying to emphasize here. Every student is different. And for every student, every course may be different in the way that they approach it. However, if you have a good sense of self-awareness, you'll be honest with yourself about your strengths, your limitations, and you will make realistic goals. The point is, if you are in an area that speaks to your talent and it is something you enjoy, the challenges that present themselves in college don't feel insurmountable, but you have to know who you are in that process. So if you're in the midst of midterms, use your study time wisely and try to go into the half on a high note. If you're already on break or you're in your half time, enter the second half of the semester like a champion. You can't just wish it or want it. You have to work for it. I believe you can make it happen if you pay attention to the signs that either let you know you're on the right track or the signs that let you know you need to change route. This goes for study habits, organizational involvement, and choice of major. The college experience isn't just about getting an education and preparing for your future career. It's also about learning who you are and exploring your options. Midterms are a really good gauge for how you're doing. Don't just look at them in terms of a number grade or your GPA. Look at them in terms of effort so that you can see if the grade you are receiving is matching the effort that you put into the course. And sometimes midterms and final grades let us know what we are suited to do. So if you don't like how your midterms are looking, take the time to make them look better. Everything that happens throughout this college process is all up to you. You are the most powerful player in all of it, and I want to encourage you to keep working hard so that you can reap all of the benefits and all of the rewards that going to college has to offer. So that's all I'm going to give you for now, because I know you're either pushing through this week to get to spring break, or you're already on spring break and probably tired of hearing my voice. So thank you so much for joining me for this evening's broadcast. As always, Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. You can also check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.